Wow, we want to live a life very similar how we read in 2 and 3 John. Remember in 3 John where John writes to the church and he says, I have no greater joy than to see my children walk in the truth. He said that the report came back that not only did you believe the truth, but you were actually walking in the truth. And then he narrowed down the specific reference to this idea of the truth that they were walking in was not a blank statement about them walking in truth, because obviously they didn't walk in all truth because they didn't have all truth. But the truth they did have, they were applying it in their life. And one of those specific areas were how they encouraged other believers in their journey. He talked about missionaries that came to them and were sent from other places, but they didn't take anything from the Gentiles, meaning they wasn't asking for money from everybody and their brother. They went from one place to the next place, depending on God to meet the need. But how did God meet their needs? He met their needs through God's people from place to place. And he says, you do well, brethren, if you receive them and you send them on their journey in a good way. And basically what he was telling them was three things. That when we do that, when we're kingdom-minded, and not just missionaries, because when I say missionaries, y'all know what I'm referring to. Because we're all missionaries. We're all on mission. We're not just referring to people who go to foreign places. We are missionaries on mission for the Lord today, right here in this place. This is still mission work for God's kingdom. Amen? Amen. And we are ambassadors of that. But what we want to be about, whether people come to our homes, they come as guests, they come as family, they come to visit us, we want to replenish them. We want to renew them. I mean, we want to refresh them. We want our lives as missionaries of God to renew the minds of God's people. That is, how do we renew the minds of God's people? No different than what Romans tells us. That when we present our bodies to the Lord as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto Him, that is our act of worship. Wherever we're here, whether we're in our home, or wherever we may find ourselves in life, that's how we live from day to day. He says that we may be renewed in mind. How is that renewing of the mind? How does that transformation take place? That we may be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that we may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. We want to help renew people when we are with them and around them. How do we do that? We communicate the grace of God to them. We communicate the truth of God to them. Simply, we give Jesus away. The Bible tells us when Jesus came to this earth, he was filled with both grace and truth. And what we do in the work of the kingdom is to renew the minds of God's servants. Well, not just renew them, but we want to refresh them. That is, we want to be those encouraging waters who refresh them physically, emotionally, spiritually, and every aspect of, we want to be refreshers who water one another and encourage one another, and we want to replenish them with the resources they need to keep doing what God's called them to do. And that doesn't matter if somebody comes from the Philippines here or if somebody comes down the street here. We want to renew them, we want to refresh them, and we want to replenish them. Amen. For kingdom work, amen? And he says, brother, you'll do well if you send them on their journey for God's glory. Mm-hmm. And that's what we are called to do. Now, do we do that in every aspect of our life? A lot of times we fail in it, but that ought to be an aim for us. To renew, refresh, and replenish. That people are not drained and depleted when they walk away from us. They're refreshed and they're ready. Let's go to work for God. Amen. Let's go to work for Jesus in what we do. Whether it's on the job, whether it's in the church, whether it's on a foreign mission field or right here, right in our community. We want to refresh people. Why? Because our God's a refresher. He's a renewer. And He's always replenishing us with the grace needed for every good work. And He does that through His people. And as Isaiah 9 tells us, notice, this growing kingdom that Jesus is going to bring to us. Let's look at it for a moment.